This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we are joined by Ron Fauché. He's a political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. We thought we'd bring him on because there's nothing going on right now. Right, Ron?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. In fact, this whole election's been a snoozer.
It's an election about nothing, right, at the end of the day.
Right, right.
So last night...
Well, it may be about nothing, but there's a lot going on.
Last night, the much-anticipated sit-down interview finally came and went. And your thoughts?
Well, I thought that that Kamala Harris got through it fairly well from a political standpoint. But I do think for anybody who listened carefully, you know, it was sort of a festival of avoiding questions and not really confronting, you know, the questions very well. And Dana Bash, who I generally think does pretty well on these things, I just let her slide. I mean, she didn't come back and follow up on the non-answers and didn't push. And so generally speaking, I think Harris got politically out of it what she needed, which was basically no big mistake, no big disaster. But I have to say, frankly, it wasn't a particularly impressive performance.
Yeah, I kind of summed it up the same way. I mean, this whole thing about my value system hasn't changed, but my policy positions have. And I was asking the question earlier, especially as it relates to climate, how do you quantify that, right? I'm still very strong believer of climate change and clean energy and this, that, and otherwise. But fracking and all that other fossil fuel stuff, that can go on. We can do both at the same time. But, you know, after all these years of saying how bad that was for the atmosphere, the climate, and everything else, how do we justify this position? And can we quantify it on a graph? You know, how much do we lose as it relates to our clean energy progress by allowing all of that to go on if we were to believe everything they said about that industry?
Sure. Well, Dana Bash should have asked her, well, does that mean your values are separate from your policy positions? Because in effect, that's what she's saying. The values,
obviously,
the values
they
haven't
are.
Changed, but the policy positions aren't. So in effect, you know, there are two different things, and one of them is political that you do right before an election, and the other is something that lasts beyond elections. I mean, it was a statement that you use in an interview to get through the interview, but it really makes no sense. And and there was nobody on that interview to, you know, to call her out on it.
Would it be safe to say that that's kind of a refined, very refined definition of a chameleon?
Yeah,
you're gonna be all things to all people, no matter what my value system is, right?
Yeah, but you know, the other thing too is the changing, you know, from one political campaign to another, and you know, you have a situation here where, you know, she had certain positions when she was a candidate for president on her own 4 years ago. And then she changed a lot of those positions after she ran for vice president, which, by the way, is nothing unusual. Vice presidential candidates often change positions to align themselves with the presidential candidate. I've never thought it was such a great thing, but I guess when you're in that situation, yeah, you have to move quickly, and the presidential candidate isn't expecting to do that.
Right.
But now she has a third set of policy positions. And so I think, you know, there's a credibility issue there. Now, you know, Harris supporters will say, well, what about Trump? You know, everybody always says, what about the other candidate? And they're right. You know, Trump has moved around on issues, too. You know, he started off as being kind of a moderate Democrat and, you know, pro-choice and pro a lot of things that he's now against, or at least his political base is against. So we have a presidential campaign where the candidates have been all over the place. And and frankly, none of them are confronting issues in a particularly careful or honest way. I think it's all politics. It's all sound bites. And the thing I think voters should look at is, well, when you hear a candidate speak and answer questions, does that candidate display a thought process? You know, do you feel like they're thinking about these issues? Do you think they're assembling information they have to come up with them? With a statement about it, you know, and politicians like, you know, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton did that. Nikki Haley, you know, who ran for president this year, I think did that pretty well. And other politicians have done that. But then you have some like Kamala Harris, and I thought Ron DeSantis was like this as well, that, you know, there doesn't seem to be a thought process involved. It's just, you know, pandering to the audience and at the same time just reading sound bites and reciting sound bites. And I think that's what we saw last night.
Yeah, it's and it seems as though I was reading some articles where Democrat strategists they may be right, quite frankly, at the end of the day. They think they're going to be able to continue to get away with this because they do believe that Trump will not do the homework necessary to really call her out in a very, as you just pointed out, this thought process, right, where you're connecting all the dots and you point out the hypocrisy and how how things work realistically are completely contrary to what they're saying to you, and that he won't do the work necessary to do so.
Well,
and I believe that they may not be wrong.
Well, you know, I think you've hit the nail on the head here, because I think that is right, that Donald Trump in some ways prides himself on not spending time preparing for debates and interviews and that sort of thing. And he has, you know, each campaign is different and each campaign requires something different from the candidates. And there were things he could get away with in 2016 that he can't get away with now. And in terms of, you know, talking about his opponent, talking about the issues, you know, because he was the change candidate then, and Hillary Clinton in effect represented the status quo, and frankly she wasn't that appealing of a candidate, but it, you know, in this particular case, you have somebody who is an incumbent, who is running as a change candidate, and he's sort of fallen into the trap of being, you know, the old man relic from the past, and he basically needs to tie her to the Biden administration. The polls still show that the Biden administration is viewed by a majority of Americans as a failure, and to tie her to that, and to tie her to the issues that where she's moved around a lot and where the Biden administration is weak. But he isn't doing that in a clear, sharp way. When he does it, he overstates everything. He overreaches on everything. That's my point about this election, that we're not getting a discussion here of some important issues, and the candidates aren't doing a particularly good job explaining their views on important issues. They're throwing out sound bites, they're throwing out sentences, and neither one of them seems particularly well prepared to deal with any of this in depth. And I thought we saw that last night, and I think we see that with most Trump interviews.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Let's get to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the most recent polls that you cite in your most recent Lunchtime Politics publication that was put out yesterday. We'll be right back, folks. We're visiting with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Ron, the polls seem to reveal that Vice President Harris got a bump from the DNC, the Democrat National Convention, but it looks as though it may be waning a little.
Yeah, I think, first of all, you've got polls bouncing all over right now. And again, I would caution listeners here to be careful not to take any one poll, you know, put too much stock in it, because some of these polls were taken, you know, earlier than other polls, and I'd rather look at just the most recent ones. And the most recent polls are basically showing that Harris got about a 2-point bump in her convention, which in a close race is important. But but it also looks like over the last week that bump has now dissipated, and the last several polls that came out, you know, two of them showed she's a point ahead nationally, and one of them shows Trump is a point or two ahead, And then there are some different numbers when you include the third candidates or when you don't include the third candidates. So, so the bottom line, I think, is that she is probably ahead by a small margin, and it's a close race.
So what happens with this third-party candidate on some of these ballots? Is there time but to have the name removed, or is that pretty much established already?
Well, it depends. You know, it depends on the states. You know, there were some states Kennedy didn't get on the ballot, and there were some states where he did. There's some states where they can take him off, and some states where they can't. But they have three other candidates in the race, too. You know, you have
right.
Cornel West, who's sort of a left-wing candidate. You've got Jill Stein, who is a left-wing green candidate. And then you have a libertarian candidate who, sort of mixes both of them somewhat and could emerge as a protest vehicle for voters who are looking for something else. But none of those candidates are really polling much now. When Kennedy got out and Harris was in, the third party vote pretty much collapsed.
It's let's pivot real quick. The picture for the U.S. Senate, it seems as though that's getting almost uglier by the day in some respect.
Well, you know, again, it's close. The Democrats have a one seat advantage, depending upon who gets elected vice president. May be able to flip the control of the Senate one seat either way. The Democrats have a lot more exposure. They have a lot of seats up for re-election. And it's usually not good for a political party to have a lot of seats up. Again, the bottom line here is that it looks like that the Republicans, at this point, they're assured of a one-seat gain from West Virginia. And there are two or three other states where they are at least have a 50% chance of picking them up at this point. So if you had to bet on it, you'd probably bet on the Republicans picking up a Senate majority. It may only be by one seat. But the presidential election could have an influence on that. And if one of these presidential candidates starts pulling away and really builds up a good voter turnout effort on their side, it could very well flip some of these Senate races. But the most recent polls, though, have shown that some of these Senate candidates, particularly in Nevada, the incumbent, is doing very well. And she was Jackie Rose, and she was expected to be in a tough race, but she's got a pretty good margin right now. So it's a mixed bag, as it often is in Senate races. It's a small number of races that matter, and like the presidential race, a lot of them are still very close.
No, absolutely. Anything post DNC that has surprised you?
No, not particularly. I mean, here and there, there are some numbers that pop up. Like, one number that popped up out of one poll is that only 40, even though Kamala Harris is seen as being a very likable, joyful candidate, only about 44% of the electorate said they like her as a person. Which is well under 50, but on the other hand, when you look at the sort of the world view of where voters are, her sort of world view seems to be more in vogue right now than Trump's. So you have all these cross currents, and the thing about it is you've got Trump, who is a former president, who is completely known by the electorate. And you have Kamala Harris, who is the vice president. And even though people know who she is, they don't know much about her. So they're still learning about her. So there's a lot of dynamics at play here. which means this election ain't over, and it's going to be very, and it looks now like it's going to be very close.
Yeah, it'll be one of those barn burners for sure. Ron Fouché, as always, we appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ron Fouché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, folks. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.